Chelek Yud Aleph, Parshas Vayakel, Sicha Aleph. This week's Torah portion begins with Moshe gathering the entire nation. And we read, Vayemer Aleihem, and he said to them, Ela hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'aseis oisem. These are the things that God has commanded to make. Sheshes yomim te'asem alacha, u'b'yem hashvi'i yiyeh lachem kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbosayin LaHashem. 6 days work should be done, and the seventh day is a day of complete rest to God. Kol ha'oseh b'melacha yumos. Whoever performs work on this day will be put to death. Moshe continues and says, by way of explaining what Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbosayin, sanctity, and complete rest means, you shall not kindle fires in all of your dwellings on Shabbos. In the verse that follows, we once again read, Vayomer Moshe el kol adas bnei Yisrael lemar, that Moshe says to all the assembled community of bnei Yisrael, this is the word that Hashem has commanded me to say to you, Zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem lemar. And finally, that verse is followed by the pasuk where Moshe begins to speak about the making of the Mishkan, the bringing of offerings, by all whose hearts are moved to participate. In the Sicha, the Rebbe begins by mentioning the position Rashi takes in his commentary on Torah, as has been mentioned frequently in the past, and that is, to explain anything that appears difficult in the literal meaning of the text. And so if Rashi does not comment on and explain something that seems complex in the literal text, this serves as proof that for Rashi, this isn't really a question. In other words, this would not be a matter that would be puzzling or difficult to a child, for whom Rashi, in fact, wrote his commentary, for the 5-year-old Jewish child learning Torah text for the very first time. If so, then we must seek to understand the reason that Rashi chooses not to draw attention to and explain some seemingly complex and basic questions that come up in these earliest verses of our Torah portion. To review, Moshe gathers the nation and says, these are the things Hashem commanded to make, but then states a tzivui regarding keeping Shabbos, followed by the commandment regarding the donations of the Mishkan, once again beginning with the words, Vayomer Moshe el kol adas bnei Yisrael lemar, and Moshe said to all the assembled children of Israel, saying. Both times that Moshe speaks, the Torah repeats the word Vayomer. Why repeat the word Vayomer, asks the Rebbe, for one instruction to the entire assembly of Israel? As well, the Rebbe asks, why does the Torah divide these into two commandments? Why are these two separate statements? Why not combine them into one Vayomer? As in, and Moshe gathered the Jews and said to them, these are the things Hashem said, 6 days work shall be done, the seventh is sanctified to God, sanctify it by refraining from kindling fire in your dwellings, now go take from yourselves offerings to Hashem, etc. Particularly, says the Rebbe, as Rashi does stop and explain the words Sheshes Yomim, 6 days, with the explanation that Moshe prefaced the commandment of building the Mishkan with a warning regarding Shabbos to make clear that the Mishkan, the work in the Mishkan, does not suspend Shabbos observance. In other words, the commandment stated here regarding the Shabbos is only a preface to the primary and main tzivui of constructing the Mishkan and bringing donations. This, of course, strengthens the question, why were these then brought as two separate verses and commands? The Rebbe then questions the purpose of the words la'asos oisam, the words that come immediately at the beginning of the portion. These are the things Hashem commanded to make, just before Moshe says, 6 days work shall be done, and the prohibition of work on Shabbos. These words, lasei soisim, at this point, simply seem superfluous, as we're not talking about doing or making, but rather about refraining. Furthermore, the words are not just superfluous, they don't suit the commandment to refrain. Whereas were they to be used in the verse instructing regarding the taking of trumais and the construction of the Mishkan, these words lasseis oisem would have been appropriate in context. But the words lasseis oisem, to make them, are not repeated there at all. They're used only once. And they're used before the pasuk that brings our attention to not working on Shabbos. The Rebbe further queries, according to Rashi's previously mentioned explanation on Sheshes Yomim, that the primary purpose for the warning regarding Shabbos is not about the general mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, rather to alert us to the fact that building the Mishkan does not suspend the Iser, the prohibition of working on Shabbos, it would seem right that they would first be informed of the required work of the Mishkan, and only after that add in the detail for warning them that the building doesn't suspend the Shabbos prohibitions. Even more so, says the Rebbe. It's actually a reversal of the order in which Moshe heard the commandments from God. First, in fact, in last week's Torah portion of Kisisa, came the commandment of making of the tabernacle, and that was followed by the warning that Shabbos is not suspended because of this work, as it states in the Pasuk, Ach es Shabbosai tishmeru. Rashi explains there that Ach, as though you will be eager and energized to build the Mishkan, as Hashem has just instructed, Shabbos should not be suspended because of it. The words ach and rak here, says Rashi, have a limiting force. Using the word ach here is the way the Torah draws an exception to the days upon which the melechas ha-mishkan, the work of the Mishkan, can be done. Every day, ach, just not on Shabbos. To explain this, the Rebbe begins with the following. When Moshe prepared to tell Bnei Yisrael about the building of the Mishkan, and he first told them that the work of the Mishkan does not supersede Shabbos, even though this was a targeted warning in this case, the first transmission regarding Shabbos was in the Aseres Hadibros, in the Ten Commandments. And he emphasized that this is a commandment that they were commanded as part of the Ten Commandments, thus explaining why the Shabbos is not suspended by the work of building the Mishkan. The Rebbe develops an image of how unique the Ten Commandments were. The Ten Commandments given on Sinai, the Rebbe begins, have a particular importance and uniqueness. Number one, the verse in Parshas Yisrei reads, Vayedaber Elokim eskol hadvarim ha'ela, and God spoke all these words. And Rashi explains that all these words actually means that God spoke all 10 dibros at once. And accordingly, we find that all 10 commandments were heard by all of Israel from God's mouth. Two, also God repeated the first two commandments individually. And though the rest were heard from Moshe, as Bnei Yisrael could not withstand hearing them from God himself, nevertheless, in this repetition by Moshe, there is a special importance as he was, at that time, repeating that which they had just heard from God. There are also commentaries that teach that God, in fact, repeated all 10 commandments, but Bnei Yisrael heard only the first two, and the rest they heard as though they were coming from the mouth of Moshe, even as God spoke, because they could not withstand hearing God's voice. Number three, The Ten Commandments were said in a resounding voice, and Bnei Yisrael were able to see the sounds emanating from God's mouth. Number four, with each commandment they answered, on a positive, like, I am the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt, they responded with hen, and on a negative, they answered with love. Number five, the Ten Commandments were said as the Jews stood all together, yachad, indicating that there was something miyuchad in these commandments that were said to all the people gathered, men, women, and children, including Moshe and Aaron and the elders. And therefore, Moshe reviews the commandment that they received at the giving of the Aseres HaDibros and heard from God and answered to, where they saw the resounding voice of Hashem when they stood biyachad, reminding them thus of the importance of a commandment given then over the importance of a mitzvah, however integral and essential, like building the Mishkan, where Hashem's Shechina would rest among them. This reminder, the Isur Melacha, they had already been advised about, not being permitted to do work on Shabbos, is one they had heard from the mouth of God with the giving of the Ten Commandments. And it is understood in the specific way the Torah words the verses, Vayakel Moshe es ha'am, Amal Elehim Ela Hadvarim Asher Tziva Hashem La'asais, using the term La'asais, which God commanded to do. For when they received the mitzvah of Shabbos at the giving of the Decalogue, they were not just forewarned against working on Shabbos, the Shamar part of the mitzvah and the Lo'isa'ese, but also it was a positive commandment, an action to do, zocher, remember the day of Shabbos, and associated to this positive aspect of the commandment, the asay part, is the word la'asays in our verses to actually do. And therefore, the two commands are separated into two, and twice we read vayomer. One, the warning not to do melacha on Shabbos, and the other about making the Mishkan, since these two commands are of two different categories completely. The command regarding not working on Shabbos is Moshe repeating what they had all heard from the mouth of God, and the command to build the Mishkan and regarding its work is what Moshe alone heard from Hashem, and he gave this mitzvah to Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, being of two different categories, he divides them into two different statements. Now, says the Rebbe, we can understand why Moshe prefaced one to the other, even though it would seem that warning them not to work Shabbos would be a detail that belongs to the construction of the Mishkan. In addition to the fact that this is the order in which they heard the commandments from God, having already heard them at the giving of the Ten Commandments, Shabbos, which is first in the commands given here, is in fact first in importance to the two commandments, Shabbos and Mishkan. And this superiority in importance means that Shabbos is not suspended for the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. The Rebbe then asks, what is the relevance of the discussion to man's personal Aveda? And the Rebbe answers as follows. Even though this warning here in Vayakel is only a detail of the command of the mitzvah regarding the Mishkan effort, nevertheless, Moshe made it primary in its own right and warned Bnei Yisrael with an individual command, repeating it as an entity of its own, as they had heard it from God. More so, the significance of the verses, Vayakel, Moshe as Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael, and Moshe gathered the entire community of Israel, followed by the verse, Sheshes Yomim Te'asim Alacha, 6 days work will be done. And only after that, the verses, Vayomer Moshe K'chu Me'itchem Truma, tells us that the gathering of the nation was in most part about the warning regarding not working on Shabbos, as the command about the Mishkan effort and the things that could be brought to the Mishkan only came afterwards. And this, says the Rebbe, in concluding the Sicha, teaches us how to and how important is the idea of Lafshuri Mi'isura. Excuse me, Lafrushi Mi'isura. The obligation of a Jew to prevent another from doing something that is usur, prohibited, to stay separate from that which is not permitted. Also, when one is involved in very lofty things, even something so essential like causing God's presence to rest, and in preparation for that, and at that time, one must know, says the Rebbe, and one must be aware to be so careful to the greatest extent from doing something prohibited, even if that action could hasten bringing God's presence to rest among us. As a footnote to this thought, to the idea of La'afrushe Mi'isure, the Rebbe brings down the source of this in Maseches Shabbos, as well as the source found in Hilchas Kriyas Shema in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch. In the footnote, referencing the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, the Rebbe brings down only two words, Kimoi Lahafrish. In other words, one must know how to separate. As this is the woman's shir, I try with each sicha to find the exclusive correlation in the Rebbe's words to women. And of course, this could not have been more perfect or more obvious. For indeed, it is the woman who is entrusted to be mafresh. A primary mitzvah for a woman is being mafresh the challah from the isa, from the dough. In Talmud Bavli, in Maseches Brachos, we read the following. Master of all worlds, it is revealed and known to you that it is our will to do your will. And what stops us? The Seor Shebi'isa, the rising agent in the dough. These words may be familiar as they appear in the Mayna Lashon prayer recited at the Eil. We are certainly close enough to Pesach to reference the idea of chametz, egoed bread, the rising agent, versus matzah, humble bread. And surely it is the woman who has an organic connection to the mitzvah of taking the challah from the isa, from the dough, separating that which cannot be consumed while in golus from that which can. This lesson in Parshas Vayakel seems to have a deep organic connection to women. The service of building the temple begins with a suggested obligation that the generous of heart bring offerings to the Mishkan. And based both upon text and on commentary, we know that it was the women who brought the first offerings of their very own jewelry to the Mishkan. The nature of being generous of heart came swiftly to the women who brought their jewelry, and it is the same nature, this feminine generosity and wisdom, that creates the possibility of awareness of how to separate the permissible from the prohibited. This is the trait of Gevura and Bina, the natural dynamic traits of feminine energy.